All right, hello, welcome once again to Let's Make Something for a TTRPG. In this case, we're making an NPC. My name is Crash, and I am releasing these under three different licenses depending on which thing you're looking at. Now, first of all, the art that you're looking at right now, that wonderful, dashing-looking person who is definitely not multiple kobolds in a trench coat. I don't know why you bothered to bring that up. That is public domain. I've uploaded that already to openclipart.org, and I'll be releasing that with all the other art in the notes below. There'll be a link to that particular zip file. The structure for this, all of these NPCs are released under the Cypher System Open License. Well, the structure is under the Cypher System Open License. The NPCs are under a Filthy Human Hands license. So I can't claim ownership of what Monte Cook Games has done, obviously, because it's what they've done. But they have an open license, so that structure is what I'm able to use. But the NPCs themselves, the characteristics of them, their mannerisms, that kind of stuff, that's all under the Filthy Human Hands license. What is that, you might ask? Well, it's mostly Creative Commons attribution. But there's some carve-outs for it that I think are really neat, like saying it can't be used for AI training or it can't be used by large companies. Stuff like that. I like that. So that is why the NPCs are under a Filthy Human Hands license. And you can get more information about that license over at whirling.top/FHH. But now that I have that boilerplate out of the way, let's make this character that is definitely not three kobolds in a trench coat, and I don't know why you keep bringing that up. So I am in Obsidian for doing this. I am going to make a copy of my template here. Make a copy. There we go. And we are going to change the number for this to 9 because we're on episode 9. And the name for this is going to definitely not be about kobolds. It's, matter of fact, let's make sure everyone knows it's not about kobolds. Not three kobolds. There. Couldn't be clearer. Not three kobolds. So the name, we are going to give this character a very nice name, but we don't want them to stand out too much. We don't want it to be ostentatious. So we're going to call them John Human Man. There. Put an extra A in there. There we go. John Human Man. Totally normal individual. Don't know why anyone is calling attention to this person in particular for any idiosyncrasies or things that stand out. It's the normal, average person. And everyone walks around in a bright green trench coat, don't they? Okay. Target level, we're going to have them be target level. Level 3 target number is 3 times 3, so that would be 9. There we go. And a short description. Now, I did write up a short description already when I uploaded this art to openclipart.org. I did not have at the time an intention of turning that character into a NPC in this particular case. Matter of fact, I don't know how I'll be incorporating them into any particular Cypher System campaign, but I like them too much. So I ended up thinking, well, what can I do with this? So I'm going to copy over what I put when I uploaded this to openclipart.org for the short description. And that was Control B, not Control V. That just makes things bold. There we go. Here is our description. So, this is John Human Man. He is a respectable mammal who works at job, at place. In his free time, he lobbies for kobold rights and definitely does not engage in kobold-like behaviors. He does not know why people ask why voices come from inside his coat. This is just his stomach. He is very hungry sometimes. Yes, sometimes his stomach says to act natural and may ask, do you think they bought it? This is normal. I'm not sure I can improve that description. I mean, yes, I could. I could make it be more of a description, but I think this says a lot about the character so that no one will be suspicious at all about this perfectly normal, average NPC who could be in the background for any campaign. Totally. Definitely that. Right, so motive to fit in and... Actually, this should be on another line, like that. To fit in and participate in many normal human activities. I keep pressing the A too long. Why do I do that? Maybe my A is sticking. Well, question is, do I want to blame the technology or blame me? Okay, so while not disparaging, and again, two A's in a row, I'm beginning to think it's the key. Well, seems to be working. Or other diminutive species. There we go. Health is going to be, as it says on the tin, we're going to say 9, 3 each. Not going to explain the 3 each. It could be anything. And damage inflicted is going to be 3, 1 each. Again, not going to explain that. Armor is going to be 0. Trench coats don't tend to be armored. Movement is going to be short. And modifications in moments of extreme stress, John Human Man may go all to pieces. 3 pieces to be precise. In which case, remaining health should be split evenly between them, rounding up. Rounding up specifically because if we round down, it's possible that having them split into 3 individual kobolds, I don't know why I mentioned kobolds specifically, it just could be any diminutive being, whatever, don't ask about that. No, I am not going to let this bit die. It is the heart of this character, and I think it's incredibly funny. Well, that could lead to them dying immediately, and I think it'd be more fun to have them not die immediately. Combat. I keep making characters that want to avoid combat. Granted, the late-stage integrator was an exception to that rule. A mid-stage integrator to a lesser degree. But, John Human Man. And yes, it is crucial for this character that you don't refer to him as just John. He is John Human Man. We need to bring up every time we mention John Human Man that his surname is Human Man, or their surname is Human Man. Because if we don't bring up that their surname is Human Man, then it is possible that someone might forget that they are, in fact, a human man. Clearly, they are. Again, not letting this joke die. So, John Human Man is capable of... Actually, we're going to add another modification to this. We are going to say John Human Man can also... John Human Man is skilled at deception and stealth. Rolls against them can be done. Let's change, because I'm changing their pronouns to they, them, so we should change it up here too. So John Human Man, a respectable mammal. In their free time, they lobby, because curse you English language, and definitely do not, and they do. Hello, and welcome to the Fixing My Pronouns for an NPC stream. This is going to take forever. Well, not that long. They are... In the audio-only version, this is even more riveting, I'm sure, because you can't see what I'm modifying very well. Sometimes their stomach says to act natural, M-A-S-U. Okay. I think that's all of them. Let's go back down here. And John Human Man is skilled at deception, and stealth rolls against them can be done as if level 4. So that's going to be difficulty 12. So not impossible, but not as easy as level 3. So John Human Man prefers to strike from the shadows and relocate misplaced items. These items may have been, how did I spell have wrong? Carelessly placed in a pocket vehicle, a locked vehicle, or large safe. And it is John Human Man. John Human Man's raison d'etre. Do I want to put that in there? Calling. We're just going to say calling. To keep the Chinese safe. If it looks like escape. Actually, no, let's not word it that way. If spotted, they will attempt to blend back into the shadows, not to flee, but to eliminate. This is not a nice character. All potential witnesses. Most strikes will be at level 4 if rolls to spot John Human Man have not been successful. All right. And interaction. Actually, I'm going to add one more thing for combat. No. Modifications. One more thing for modifications. Because some PCs, depending on how they're built, will have inabilities in noticing things, inability in seeing through deception, stuff like that. So if they have that, then it's possible that John Human Man will be skilled against these individuals. So I'm going to bake in that mechanic as well. PCs with inabilities, and I need to spell properly. There we go. PCs with inabilities in seeing through deception or, just seeing through deception must roll against John Human Man as if they were level 5. What do you mean? They are a totally normal human. I don't know what you mean otherwise, which means this down here is going to be at level 4 or 5. See above. So interaction and use. So interaction, John Human Man will tend to speak in generalities. For example, they may talk about weather, but never say sunny or rainy. Any particular location is place, and they have great difficulty mentioning anyone other than themselves by name. There we go. So use, there's multiple ways we can use this character. One of the most obvious is they're stealing something from the PCs. So let's go ahead and add that. John Human Man may be about to appropriate something valuable from the PCs or a friendly NPC. John Human Man may have a collection of tools, weapons, ciphers, or MacGuffins. I keep forgetting how to spell MacGuffin, but if only I happened to have that written somewhere else, so I could just look it up real quick. There it is. Copy that. I'm going to go back to here. Or MacGuffins that they are willing to part with for a small fee. This is the equivalent of the character who shows up on a street corner, opens up one half of their trench coat and says, "You want to buy a watch?" Except if John Human Man does this, I imagine there'd be a second trench coat underneath because the kobolds have to, I don't know why, but if they were 3 kobolds stacked on top of each other, they would need a second trench coat to hide behind in order for the opened trench coat to show all of the stolen materials. Just hypothetically speaking. No, I will not let this joke die. That needs to be a counter. All right, so those are our two uses. Loot. Most of John Human Man valuables, I'm going to put quotes here, are shiny trinkets of little worth beyond sentimentality. But they may have up to 3 ciphers on them. And of course, if there's plot that requires them to have something more valuable, we can always add that in there. But we've got that going on. Secrets. Well, John Human Man has no secrets at all. They are, in fact, an open book for all to see. They resent claims that they are 3 kobolds in a trench coat and expect immediate apologies. Trench coat is actually 2 words, by the way. I have found out embarrassingly recently. Okay. They are 3 kobolds in a trench coat and expect immediate apologies. If you could also, if you could make your apologies at 3 different eye levels, they would appreciate that. Pretty straightforward. for a character. I don't think I need to include secrets to round this character out anymore. Okay, so GM intrusions. We've got the obvious one where John Human Man steals from the PCs. But, okay, during an encounter, John Human Man is able to distract a... That takes away agency. During an encounter, John Human Man attempts to distract the PCs. If successful, an item of value is taken from... Let's change something here. Distract the PCs at level 5. Distract the PCs using environmental elements. So something about the setting that they're in is used to be the distraction. Could have been set up in advance. If successful, an item of value is taken from whomever rolled the lowest. So I think that's a pretty good GM intrusion. And there we go. I think this character is pretty much wrapped up because, you know, they're not very... armor 1? Why did I put armor 1? Armor 0. They're not really a main character. They're not some type of arch-villain. They're just a background NPC who's just going around minding their own business. Might be a vendor. Definitely nothing unusual about them whatsoever. It's fine. It's all fine. We're all fine here. How are you? So we are going to wrap this up. Friends, thank you for hanging out with me while I make this totally normal human man person. John Human Man, as we know. I am going to find the button to play us out. One of these days, it's going to be much easier for me. All right, so the music you are listening to is Bubble Machine by Drozerix. It's public domain. You can get that at modarchive.org. We take all of these things that I make and put them over on aaronbsmith.com. That's where you can subscribe to podcasts and stuff. But also, I am on the Fediverse, is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And the videos for this, besides going on the Patreon, are at tube.fediverse.game/c/cogwheel. Speaking of Patreons, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming is where you can go to help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. Until next time, have fun, and thank you for stopping by John Human Man's store.